And this is based on Ezekiel chapter 18, which is a critical moment in the Old Testament where God reminds everyone that all lives are mine. While this reminder is in the face of his judgment, God then does something beautiful. In grace, he comes to sinners and clearly states, "I do not desire the death of anyone, so repent and live." There are two distinct movements in chapter 18. Verses 1 through 20 ask what influence one individual has on another in the eyes of God. Verses 21 through 32 ask what influence an individual has on themselves in the eyes of God. The whole idea revolves around whether or not we can have a way out of a situation which seems impossible to escape. Ezekiel says, "Yes, but it is only something God can grant to us by grace." Here you have a text where Ezekiel is put in between God's wrath for sin and the sinful people who are in need of grace. This is not the only time Ezekiel has to do this. Later in chapter 22, it says, "I sought for a man among them who should stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it." This image of standing in the breach is a potent gospel image. So now consider what it would mean to mediate this dispute between the people and God, to hedge God's character of grace, which is known to Israel, against his sincere wrath for sin. One classic example of this in another part of Scripture is the story of Abraham, as he stands between the just wrath of God for the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. He stands in the breach and pleads with God for mercy and grace for those who do not deserve it. Both Ezekiel and Abraham mediate by using God's own promises and nature as forgiving and loving to petition God's mercy. This mediating power of God's promises is finally fulfilled in Jesus, who is our prophet par excellence, the one who is better than all others, who stands in the breach for us between God's wrath for our sin and mercy. He pleaded on our behalf by his shed blood on the cross. Unpacking grace this way can emphasize the nature of grace as the changed attitude of God towards sinners, like Ezekiel's hearers and us. The person who stands in the breach for us, that is Jesus Christ, is the agent of repentance, who removes us from sin to salvation. The central image of breach reminds us that in our sin, we are opposed to God. Our unrighteousness and goodness of God's law mean that in order to get anywhere but our death, we need someone between us and God mediating the dispute. In the Old Testament text today, God uses the prophet Ezekiel as his mediator. As God and Ezekiel come to the negotiation table, they must agree on the terms. God and Ezekiel agree that the people are sinful and deserving of wrath. Yet they also agree on God's greatness and character are displayed in his mercy. This could be the way to bring the negotiation to an agreeable end. However, it would still leave the debt which sinners owed to God unsettled, and the negotiation one-sided in terms of fairness. Here God uses prophets to preach a promise and defer the collection on this particular debt until a later time. This moment, of course, is when Jesus paid for all our debts and sins once for all on the cross, sealing the payment by his shed blood and glorious resurrection. This fits nicely with our reading, because God takes no pleasure in the death of anyone, making Jesus' resurrection life and not just his death, and the desired shared goal and pleasant end to the situation. Ezekiel's problem ends with the question of how to achieve life from debt and death. The only answer is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who is standing in the breach, satisfied God's just wrath for debts and sins, while at the same time bringing the saving mercy and life which God desires for all people. God's answer is always grace. God is willing to remove the consequence of death from those who have considered and turned away from all the transgressions that they have committed. Those who would receive grace must have someone stand in the breach for them, who could be the agent to have them turn, then live. It was not Abraham who gave this to us, but it was the seeds of Abraham. It was not Ezekiel's word that gave this to us, but it was the prophet greater than Ezekiel, the word made flesh in Jesus Christ.